yeah, we'll just hop right into it. Oh boy. All right, so I got my apron, I got my easel.
You're all set.
Let's do this.
You need paint, but.
Oh yeah.
All right, so we're good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, all right, we're going to make a gray color with a little hint of blue. So it just need more white than black.
What kind of paint is this?
This is acrylic paint.
Oh, acrylic, okay.
This is kind of like the medium quality because you can get like a really cheap one from like Walmart, which is usually what people in this industry use because yeah. It's about saving money.
Yeah, it really is.
But it's just something about like, I believe in paying a little bit more for the paint.
Yeah, you know? I agree. It shows up in the quality. You know, my mm-hmm. daughter, she likes acrylic markers.
Mm-hmm.
She actually paints like CDs and stuff. She had her own Etsy shop for a while. She was making little paintings and stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And she has this huge collection of acrylic markers.
I was thinking about getting those, and I'm like, you know, I can just do it with a regular paintbrush.
See, she's the opposite. She's really? Like, I don't want to do it with a paintbrush. Because it's too messy.
Yeah, it is. It is messy. Okay, large brush. We're going to make gray. We're going to make gray. Just dip in the water. Oh, you don't have to do the whole thing. Just kind of get it a little moist. And then we're going to grab the white and go ahead and we're going to mix just a tiny bit of black. Like very, very little bit. It's better if it's very, very light gray as opposed to being very, very dark gray because then we just have to keep adding white.
This is gray enough.
Add more weight. Don't be cheap. I have extra paint if you need. I have to tell my customers that because I'll come around. Because it's, and you need to blend a lot. And usually if you don't have a lot of paint, there's nothing to blend with. And I'm like, stop being cheap. Okay, I have more paint. Just use more paint. All right. So once you've got a good gray, we're going to look for not quite halfway up. A halfway mark of the canvas for the horizon, we're gonna go maybe like 3/4 of the canvas.
Okay. All right, so 3/4 of the way up?
Yeah, about 3/4 around right here, and then we're going to make a horizon line. You just like kind of go across.
Now, why do you hold the brush this way and not this way?
You get a nice fine line, a finer line like this. It's just easier to handle. And then it's less likely you're gonna have those stray bristles kind of messing up your line.
Oh, I see.
Holding it like this. You got it, right?
It's gonna be horrible.
No, it's not. It's gonna be awesome.
I like your positivity.
Don't worry if it's kind of squiggly. You know, you could always think that maybe that those are like
hills and stuff.
Over there.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah, exactly. So now kind of grab a little bit more water and add it to your paint just so that it's easier to paint with. It's thinner. And then we're just going to paint all of this gray.
Okay.
And you want to do nice long strokes. You don't want to see like a whole lot of You don't want to see your brush strokes necessarily. Like, that's not this type of painting right now. Eventually we will, but we just want to cover this up.
It's like a base layer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Photoshop terms. This is the base layer.
Yes, this is the base.
So other than this, what have you been up to?
Homeschooling, man.
Yeah.
Homeschooling my kids. This was my first year and we just finished. And I was one of those parents that was like, oh, I can never do that. I heard from the Lord to do it and
nice.
And my husband agreed. And we've been doing it to all four of our kids, pulled them out. Well, we didn't pull them out. We waited for the school year to be done with. And then we started.
You started homeschooling?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I now
you have a lot more control.
And it's not so much even what they were learning, it was the influences in school.
Yeah.
Because school is not the same as it was when we were kids. Like
I tell my kids that schools nowadays is almost like prison rules.
Yeah.
It's like everybody for themselves.
Yep.
And like
mm-hmm.
You know, there's a social game that you have to play, and it's wild.
Yeah, it's kind of,
it's tough.
It's always been a popularity contest. Always.
Yeah.
But, you know, we used to be concerned about, you know, these things, and now our kids are having to be concerned with a lot more. So it's like, you know what, let's pull them out so that we know that they're being influenced positively rather than by people who...
Like you have more control over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of just shipping them off.
Yeah. I mean, if we have trouble as adults from temptation with other adults, you know, and we actually are adults.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the temptation our kids have?
They're a lot more innocent. They don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. They really don't understand, like... other people, maybe they don't have the best motives, all of that.
My kids are learning that, you know, like not everybody has your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are just out there to take advantage of people or you know.
Mm-hmm. Use more white. Grab more white and add it to your gray.
Is it too gray?
No, not so much that it's too gray, but it's more watered down.
Oh, I see.
So you're gonna get a lot more of like a watercolor effect, which is cool, but that's not the paint we're doing. You just wanna, it's like painting a wall. We kinda just want it to be one color right now.
Gotcha.
And you're doing fine. You're doing a good job. You keep going, you're gonna get this done.
I mean, it's not like this is gonna be hanging up in
It better be. I better come back next time and be like, where's your paint?
Where is it?
It's not in the closet somewhere, right? Oh, more white. You're getting really dark. And add a little bit more water.
It would have helped to actually see the final before starting.
No. You got this. Just trust me. You're just gonna paint it gray. Just one light shade of gray. This is one of those things where, depending on who you are, this is relaxing.
Or really stressful.
Super stressful, yes. And for artists, I think that we all have it's both, but depending on where you are in the process. So for me, it's like when I first start, it's going good. And then it's like, I get to having to paint skin, and then it's like, like, I don't think I'm gonna finish this. I'm gonna just leave this here. And then a couple of weeks later, okay, I should just finish that. Which I don't, I never have to really teach how to paint skin in these classes, because it's usually just landscapes,
or
just a subject, like a bird or like a vase or something, or some sunflower.
Doesn't matter if I stroke the wrong way.
No, it does not. You do it any way you want. You just have to cover it. Just make sure, you see it's really dry.
Yeah.
So add some more water.
A lot of water.
Yep. And then bring some more white into it too. Because I think like you're running out of paint there. You got this. Don't be afraid. Okay?
I'm being cheap with the paint.
Don't be. Do not be cheap. I got plenty here. Now when I have a big class and I forgot to make a run, I'm like, yeah, let's use that water.
Yeah, guys. Water it down a little bit.
Use that water. Add that water to that paint.
See, I don't even need the apron.
No, you don't. You don't.
All right, cool.
It's when you touch something and then you're like, wait a minute, where'd that paint come from? And it's on the side of your hand.
It's like,
you're
like, no.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so once you do that,
it's a nice gray blob.
It's supposed to be. We're just gonna add more layers. This is more of an impressionistic painting.
Nice.
So it's like, each individual part of it doesn't really make a lot of sense or look like anything, but all together at a distance,
when it comes together, yeah.
It comes together. Okay, so let's paint on a brush. You can just tap the bottom of the cup. Just kind of get to know there, and then just give it a little dry. Let's do some orange. So we don't have orange. We're going to need it.
You're going to make orange?
Yes, we're going to make it. See, it's fresh.
Oh,
it's
nice.
All ready.
You're all ready.
Okay, yeah, we're going to make some orange because we're going to work on a sky now. Some of that. trying to think how we're going to do this. Okay, we're going to start from the top and then work our way down because it's still like a little wet. So
okay.
With the make sure it's clean, grab some white, and then you're going to grab some yellow, mix that with the white, and then a tiny bit of pink. So we're going for like an orange, more yellow than pink because we want orange. We don't want like salmon. Which we will get if we use too much, like more of a yellow, pink. More of like a yellow orange.
Yeah, I ended up with salmon.
More, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta, so what you would wanna do is you probably want to just mix in, don't clean your brush, just use the brush, mix the rest of that yellow in with the color that you have on your brush. Just all that, you don't have to put
all
it anywhere
it.
Else. Yep, just mix it. Mm-hmm. And then you'll probably want a tiny, tiny bit of pink to that yellow. Yep. And then just.
That's orangey.
Yep, that's pretty orangey.
Cool.
Okay. And now we're going to, I think I want more white though. Because I want it to be pretty white.
It's gonna be the sun.
Yeah, it's a sun. Like a sunset, so it's gonna be more colorful by the horizon, and then towards the top it's gonna be lighter, like more pale. So now that you have that color, grab some white. You don't have to mix, all you gotta do is pick it up.
Just pick it up.
And then just start painting lightly on the top.
Yours is like really yellow.
Grab more white. Grab a whole lot of white. And you're gonna blend that white into that color that you have.
It's gonna be more of a sunset.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. That's what we're going for. Grab some more and just pick up like this. Just pick up the white and just put it right directly on the canvas. And then you're going to blend the colors that you have on your paintbrush with that white. Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Streaky.
And that's fine. And that's fine because if you think about it, that's how the sunsets are, because there's clouds.
That's true.
So it's not just one flat color. You want to have some of the white in there because those are clouds. Mm-hmm. You got it. See? Check you out. Look, you got it.
I'm good at base layers.
We're working it. We're working through it.
I like it because if you mess up, you just cover it.
Yep. That's why we always start from light to dark.
Yeah.
Because if we go to dark, it's really hard to cover that up.
Then you can't lighten it up.
No. Well, you have to put a ton of white on top of it to get rid of it. So let's see. I'm going to say wipe off your brush with a paper towel. Like just grab the scoop of white you have and paint that top
part
and blend white. Yep. Because you want a kind of a transition. You want it to be lighter on the top.
Gotcha. This is relaxing.
Right? You have some
I can
music
just imagine,
playing.
Yeah.
Just
imagine here just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Very therapeutic.
Okay. All right. So now we don't have to clean off our brush. I'm going to say we're going to make another orange color. This one, we wanted a little bit more orange. That just means a little bit more pink. I usually just kind of give like a whole glop of paint on the painting parties because I don't have time to go back and forth and replace it, but since I'm sitting right next to you, like,
what's the biggest class that you've had?
31 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy
that
Jesus.
that was pretty cool. It was actually for
it wasn't hectic.
No, I mean the ladies, they were awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
No, they were great.
It's like a full classroom.
Yeah, actually it was my church, actually.
Oh,
it was
wow.
The ladies from my church. They asked me to come do it and they had a great time.
That's awesome.
Okay, so now we're going to add some streaks. So with this color, we're going to kind of come right along the top of the horizon line. just go all the way across. And this is why I wanted it to be lighter up here. So then it looks like, gotcha. You know, it's much more vibrant at the horizon because this is where the sunset is. And don't worry about your line because we're going to kind of create some land over here. So we're going to bring that. Some black. Yeah, we're going to gotcha. Cover that. And you don't have to go too high with this. We're just going to add some streaks like that. We're not going all the way up, just like around here. Now, when you apply it, you can kind of flick your wrist. So then you get like a natural, like it's a kind of like a feathered almost effect. Like it's streaky. Yeah, you see that? Check you out, look at you. You got it. The trick is not to think too much about it.
Yeah.
Like you just put it on there.
I think that's not like paint by numbers.
Yeah, paint by numbers is you have to stay in the lines. Yeah. It has to be this color, which is when I'm making, art, when I'm making art, personal art, not this kind, I will have to kind of draw it out and do the paint by numbers thing and then try to figure out how to blend those colors in a way where it transition like skin, like the lights and the darks and stuff. But in this case, it's more impressionistic, so there is no distinction necessarily.
Do you pick impressionistic because it's easier
for
people?
Yeah. it's very it's forgiving. It's,
yeah.
It's
more abstract than super detailed.
It's closer to abstract, which people like abstract, but they don't like abstract. They want to be able to recognize it. Mm-hmm. So if that was the case, I would just be like, let's do abstract. But
yeah, let's just throw paint on here.
Yep. And that's becoming the rage now, the splat painting.
Yeah, you don't like it?
It to me, it's like that pour painting. The ones where people take the pour, they take the paint and they add the fillers, whatever. The pouring solution, and then they just pour it and then they move it around. I have a problem with that. Because I'm like, you know, there has to be some kind of standards for art.
Yes.
Now, it can look pretty, okay, fine. But yeah, you can splat paint and that looks pretty too. You can take a brush and just kind of splat on the wall like, oh, that's pretty, it's $1 million. Like, it has to have some kind of standard. All right, small brush. We're gonna put the big one down for now and take, well, the medium brush. We have a medium brush, the round one. And then we're going to take some white.
So it's this one?
Mm-hmm, that one. Just grab a little bit of white. And we're going to do our sun, which is just white, like quarter shaped, well, shaped, circle. I'm in a quarter size. And just like right there. Yeah, and it's going to blend in with the color that you already have, which is fine. We're gonna paint it again once it's dry. That looks like a
It's abstract.
You got
this. Give me a mouse and a keyboard and I'll make you a perfect circle.
It's click and drag. Circle, yes. Boom. No.
Click and drag. Open up Photoshop.
You would think making a circle is easy, but it's...
Heck no. Not for me.
Okay. Now, with the same brush, we're going to use white. And we're going to create the reflection off the water.
Okay.
Which, let's see here. So we're gonna start, the closer we are to the sun, it's gonna be the smaller the lines. And we wanna create it to where it's not just, we're not overlapping like this. We don't want this, I messed up. We kinda wanna overlap it a little bit, but not to where we're just creating like a triangle here.
Gotcha.
So we're gonna streak some lines like that, going all the way down. As we go lower, they're gonna kind of be wider like that. So think of it like
wider.
Yeah, the overall shape is like a triangle, but we're not painting a triangle, we're just streaking some lines because that's where the sun is reflecting.
How long have you been doing this, Rosie?
I started, I think it was 9 years ago.
here.
I started, well, not this business, but in the industry, I answered a Craigslist ad.
Nice.
And I want to say it was shortly after I left AIDT. I was like, you know, I have all this schooling, you know, art school, fashion design, animation school.
You have fashion design?
Yes, out of high school.
Get
I
out
went
of
to
here.
The Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan for one semester. And that was because it was more of a family thing. My mom and dad had got divorced, and that was in New York. And then my mom moved down here, and I was so homesick. And then I didn't really like the culture of fashion design.
Yeah.
It was so, it's like, forget it. You think animation is cutthroat. Fashion design is like a whole nother monster. And they know it.
Yeah.
And they're proud of it.
Yep.
So I really didn't
like
the
competition.
Yeah, I didn't like the atmosphere. I didn't like the culture. So me being conservative, it was like the last place I wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know, I still like fashion in a way, but I really
not professionally.
Just yeah, I wanted the art aspect.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted, but it was sewing. And it was pattern making, and I didn't want that. So
no.
Yeah, but that was definitely that was something I did for a little while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then how long after that did you go to IIDT?
Like maybe I want to say like 2 years after that I went to IIDT. I always get that wrong.
What made you go into animation? Just curious.
Well, I've always loved I love cartooning.
Yeah.
I love like I was a huge fan of like Chuck Schultz, like Garfield,
nice.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Like and that's not even cartooning. That was first comic strips. But then you know they came out with cartoons and that was like our generation like that cartoon, those cartoons. But I love. I still love animation. I'm like a big kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why.
Animators never really grow up.
Yeah, you're right. You don't. I mean, my favorite cartoon right now is probably Curious George.
Okay.
It's so simple, but it's the animation. It's just like traditional 2D animation and it's so wholesome and cute and fun. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, let's see. Let's add some clouds in the sky. So we're just gonna do the same thing like here, but we're just gonna add some streaks. Now this one, it's kind of, you're just gonna add a few clusters, a few places. We're not really, there's nothing where it's a triangle, a circle, whatever.
Gotcha.
You're gonna just kind of add.
Just kind of streaking.
Yeah, just kind of streaking a few places. It's gonna add like another depth to it. And since you still kind of have some wet paint, it's gonna blend and look so whimsy and relaxing.
I feel like I'm out there.
Right?
Like,
see, that's the point.
Painting nature. I always struggled with using my hands for art. I'm more of a brain guy.
That is, and I remember that about you, that you're so technical when it came to like the videos and stuff.
For the animation stuff, I always concentrated on like the cloth and the technical aspect the art. Which is good. I mean, you need that nowadays.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. I still to this day say that if I can, and I know it's weird because I could if I chose to, but I just kind of fell into this. That I love animating. That video that I did for class, I spent so many hours on that and I was so proud of it and I still will watch it and be like, yeah, I should do another one, but it just is so time consuming.
It is.
And then I don't have the equipment, so I'm like, you know, it's something that probably one day I'll do again, but right now I'm gonna focus on this.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There's seasons for everything.
But for me, it was more of like a natural progression.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I went to school, I learned all the concepts of film, like camera angles and lighting and all that stuff through the animation.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got out, you know, I started looking for animation jobs. And as you know, Florida is not really the best place to do that.
Yeah.
I would have to literally move out west, but I couldn't do that. So I kind of, I sat back and I was like, I have all these film skills. I'd love to do animation, but I can't, so might as well just translate it and do actual film. So that's when I kind of transitioned. And I still do like motion graphics and stuff like that. And now I'm starting to get more into the animation stuff, like animation services and things like that for people, but it's nowhere near the stuff that we were doing in school. like the Maya. I haven't even touched Maya in such a long time.
Oh, like the modeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like modeling that, and stuff like that.
I hated my, oh, see, you know, where you, yeah, where you were like good at like that stuff, the technical aspect, I was like, just give me a pencil and a pen.
That's
just
it,
give me a pencil,
yeah,
and a piece of paper. And I just want to draw 2D, you know? And I did like the, you know, Photoshop where, you know, you outline and then you outline and then you just paint in, you tap something, mm-hmm, and it fills it. And then the different filters, that's great for shadowing. Like, I really like that,
yeah,
too. That was,
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
But as far as like the drawing, like my daughter, she had some birthday money and she bought herself an iPad. And she has like I forgot the name of the program she uses.
Yeah,
on
they
the,
got a bunch. They got Pixelmator. They got,
I think she uses the most popular one. Anyway, so she uses that. And I one day I was just like, can I use your tablet? I'm over here asking my daughter, can I use your tablet? And I'm drawing on, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. So I was trying to draw what I sketched on paper. And she's like, Mom, just like take a picture of it and then you could just trace it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. So sweet. So I'm over here working on it. And she's like, Mom, can I have my tablet back now? I'm like, I should get one of these. All right. Okay. We're going to do one more gray. We're gonna do gray again. We're gonna add some more detail to the water, and then we're going to add what's gonna be in the foreground. But with the small brush, we're gonna make a gray again. So kind of grab like some white, a little bit of black. Now you want a good amount of paint on your brush, and add more paint. You want it? Look, you see how mine's is like.
See,
mess?
I always.
Like a
You're
mess.
Gonna keep calling me a teabag.
It's a mess. I have a ton of paint, and but I think it's just because you're nervous.
So yeah, like I don't know like, how much to use.
Yeah, but just use the paint. It's like you can't mess this up. You can't. And I totally forgot that we had blue. We were supposed to add a little bit of blue.
Oh.
See, look at that. See, I messed up. Okay, so add a tiny bit. You see how like it's still gray, but it has a hint of blue.
Like a bluish gray. That's too blue. I'm just gonna keep mixing. I'll end up with like brown
Stay
or something.
Stay away from the black. You have to add more white.
Okay.
Because you will be like, oh yeah, I need more black, and then yeah, I would have. And that's
it. Way
it's
too
much,
dark.
Too much.
Yeah.
I would tell my customers like. We want to be very, very, like, you know, when it comes to the black, don't add too much. And I'm like, because you know once you go black. And they're all, like, packing up. And I'm like, get your mind out of the gutter. I'm talking about paint.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, it's the paint.
That's too funny.
But when going back to what you were saying, how long have I been in this? I want to say 9 years because I answered it. I was looking for an art job that I can do. That I didn't need like, you know, a bachelor's degree, or because I finished HCC with an associate's, and I started going to USF for my BA, but then I got
Fine
pregnant.
Arts.
Yeah, I actually for history, I would
because
I love
here.
History. Oh my gosh, I love history.
That's
I always
awesome.
Told myself I'd be an archaeologist when I was a little kid. If it was, I wasn't an artist, I'd be an archaeologist. Because
nice.
So, wow. I love Indiana Jones. All right, so we're gonna streak some of this color onto here now.
Oh yeah, that's got some dark streaks.
Yeah, that's okay. just remember, you want it to kind of be the same. You see how like these shapes are, like those streaks, you want that same kind of thing going on with that color. You don't need too much. Now, what I would say, since it's so dark, keep streaking it. And then once you got a good amount, then we'll grab some white and we'll blend it together. So I'll make mine a little dark too, because you kind of got it dark. So I'm gonna adjust with you here. I'm gonna adjust. so then I can show you what I mean. I dropped out of USF.
Your history.
Yeah, it was cool. I was doing online. Then I got pregnant with my number three. Was it number three or number four? I don't remember. I got four of them. So I got pregnant, and my husband and I were just like, you know, it's not going to work because not only the expense, but the time. Like, I need my time because I'm going to be having a little baby.
Yeah, you need something you can do on your own time. And
yeah, definitely. I want to get into, you know what? I don't need any more schooling right now for what I'm doing. Yeah. I want to be an artist. I want to do something art. Let me look for something where I can get some hands-on experience. So I was looking on Craigslist. Remember Craigslist?
Oh my, yeah.
And
a lot of people's lives have changed because of Craigslist.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It was awesome. It was so cheap. It was like the basic of the basic websites. So I looked for one, an ad. I found an ad. And it was for a painting instructor in my area. And I'm like, okay, you know, I kind of have some experience with, you know, painting and, you know, instructing. You know, I kind of volunteered for like this summer camp for young girls.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, I got some experience.
Yeah, you know, so you've already done it before.
Yeah, briefly I did it. I think that was another ad, I think. And I still keep in contact with this girl, Tiffany, and that was just something on her heart that she wanted to kind of mentor young ladies. So she put out an ad for a painting instructor. So I answered the call and I got that experience. Okay, so now what you're gonna do is you're gonna grab some white and we're just going to keep blending gray here. Just in case. With the paint that you have.
I used all yours, but I haven't used all mine.
With that, it's okay. You're gonna take a nice big scoop of white.
Scoop it.
Don't be bigger. Mix that with the color you have on your brush. So then this way, it's just the lighter color. It's the same color, but it's just you're adding more white to it. And now you're gonna add more streaks in between and on top. You're gonna blend those colors together. This is gonna kind of give the illusion that it's like waves and ripples. And also, you wanna make sure, think of a snapshot. When you take a snapshot, that water does not end just because it's out of frame. It's gonna go off the canvas.
All the way off to the edge.
I have to talk in these terms to you. but that's it's typical for most people when they're painting. They're like, okay, I'm gonna do it, and they don't go to the edge for whatever reason. It's like, dude, it's like we're painting a landscape. There's a whole world outside. You have to make it like this is a snapshot. So yeah, definitely go off the side of your canvas with your streaks and just keep adding. If you're finding that your paint is dry, just grab more paint. You can mix some water.
But it's so expensive, like.
I know, right? I should be like, you're using too much. Nope. The Lord will provide, all right? That's my thing, right? I run out, I'm just gonna get blessed. So I answered the ad and I went, I was not a painter. Like, I dabbled in some oil painting because my grandfather is a painter. And I grew up in a house full of murals, which is so cool.
Nice.
And not a lot of people could say that. Like, my grandfather.
My mom actually was a mural.
Really?
Like, not a like big muralist, but she, like, at my grandma's house, she actually painted quite a bit of the walls. Yeah.
Wasn't it cool? And
that's awesome.
But you know what? I bet you didn't even like think it was cool at the time. It was like, oh, they're just.
Yeah.
That's what my house
now
looks
looking
like.
Back, it's like, wow, my mom did that.
Right?
That's original artwork.
Yes. And it's kind of like sand art. It's not forever because somebody's gonna eventually come by the house and paint over it.
Yeah.
That's what makes it more like meaningful to me. Like the art that you have to take a picture of because it's never gonna look like that.
Yeah, it'll be gone soon.
All right. All right, you got it.
Getting there.
You're getting there. More paint. I see. If I hear
so dry.
Those bristles rubbing up on that canvas, there's not enough paint. I whipped up a painting. I did like a portrait. Now I look back on those pictures and I'm like, oh man, that portrait was horrible. Because I'm not even that good. I need a reference. Just like, you know, animators, just like, you need a reference to be able to create from. So I went ahead and I just, you know, used a mirror and I did a portrait of myself, all with red. It was just kind of monochromatic.
You still have that?
I don't have it. I'm telling you, it was horrible. I have pictures of it.
It was horrible.
And I brought that. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get this job. It's not. And I brought a few other pieces from when I was going to school for fashion design. Because a big part of that was also they wanted to, it was whenever you're doing, when you're doing fashion design, you have the sewing aspect, but then you have the actual design, the art aspect of it. Like they want you to be able to draw a person. Mm-hmm. So we had life drawing, and then we had marketing and stuff like that. So I did this picture. It was like an ad from some, like it was a magazine ad. Because a big part of fashion design is you're using current trends. So you have to constantly go to magazines like Vogue and all those other magazines. So I got
like inspiration.
Yeah. That's all fashion. Like that's like the Bible, because it's never how should I say this? It's always changing.
It's not static. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fashion is always changing. So we always had to go to the current Vogue.
Wow.
So I got an ad from there, and it was just like this girl modeling. I think it was Banana Republic clothes. And she's sitting there, and I was like, I want to draw this, but I want to use every single color in my color pencil box. So I first did it, and then I just kind of started adding a bunch of different colors onto the sweater, as if I can see all these colors, and I couldn't. I just was like, I'm just going to go for it.
I'm just doing it.
And that is how I got the job, because he saw that and was like, you know, oh wow, you know, I really like that. And he's like, okay, and then he gave me a shot.
Nice.
Even though I wasn't even really a good painter, awesome. He liked that.
But he saw the potential, like yeah. He saw that you had the eye for it.
I guess that maybe because I was trying to be bold or different, yeah. Or, you know.
Instead of trying to do everything by the instructions.
Mm-hmm. He liked it. I think I still have it. I kept
I'd
that.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I gotta, if I find it, I'll send you a pic. All right, let's see. Okay. Now, all right, we're looking good. How are you feeling so far?
It's good.
I like it. I like it. And it's not because I'm not wearing my glasses, because I can see it from here.
Yeah, put on your glasses and then tell me.
Okay, the only thing I'm going to say now before we move on, let's add some shadow here because we're going to have trees in the foreground. Is that correct? Foreground is
yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
In the foreground, so we're gonna have a little bit of shadow here. So with the small brush, and we're gonna do another gray, but this is gonna be darker. But a little bit of blue again.
My stuff is all dry.
Do you need more paint?
Yeah.
Alright, okay.
You need white. I guess I still have white.
See, I don't wanna give you more black because then you're gonna use it.
Dude, I'm gonna use more black.
You don't need a lot of black. I told you this already.
All right, so what are we going for?
It's a gray again. It's just a little darker, and I added a tiny bit of blue too to give it that, like that hue. That adds like another element. It's one of those things where you don't even realize in paintings that there's colors.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have like that
eye for
it. It's
like a very slight. Like hint of mm-hmm. blue, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll miss it if it's not there. It's like salt in recipes.
Yeah.
And like cake, if you don't have that pinch of salt, like you'll.
If it's too much or not enough, you'll notice it.
Yeah,
if it's just
exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm gonna lift my canvas kind of up here, so then I can get the bottom of it. So you're gonna have to hold it, and then we're gonna go. I'm gonna say like since the trees are gonna be on both sides. It's but not here. There's not gonna be trees in the middle. It's gonna kind of start here, the streaks, and then kind of go up like this. So just kind of like the corners.
Gotcha.
Just add some streaks.
So it's gotta be darker than that, right?
Yeah, you want to be able
to more black.
See it, but see, I don't want to tell you to use black. That's all
right.
That's all right. Go for it. I have to trust you, okay? This is a mutual trust over here. And we're gonna be painting on top of this with the branches, and so it's not really gonna make a huge difference.
It's just the dark in it, yeah.
Yeah, it's the shadow. It's just better to put it in now because then it's gonna be a paint to paint around it. Wait. And you want streaks. You don't wanna cover up all those streaks that you work for.
Gotcha.
So yeah, add some streaks. If you put too much to where like you don't have any more streaks, you could just add like a little bit more white and add streaks. in between it, get added some lines in there.
Yeah, it's got to put a lot of pressure on you when you do like big classes and stuff and you got to talk the whole time.
Yeah, and at Pino's, where I used to work at, they would be like, just give me instruction and then put the music back up. Like, they don't want to hear you talking.
Oh, damn, okay.
Yeah, like, it was like that. They have, like, a science to it. Yeah. They have, where you do this, you do that, and you do this. Put the music up, let them go ahead and just paint. They don't want
it's
to hear you
It's more of an experience than,
yeah.
and, than a class. Yeah.
And the owner had the music blasting so loud, they wanted to kind of create, like, a nightlife environment. Mm. You know, because that's, essentially, that's what the painting party industry is. It's an alternative to, like, going to a bar. Or to like a movie, or to a club.
Gotcha.
So it's people can come together, they have some drinks, and then they just
more
they
of a
paint.
Social thing. Yeah.
So that's what it is. For me, I, you know, when I first, I didn't want to do this because I felt like there's so much out there. Like, why are they gonna ask me to do it? But I was like, well. You know,
yeah, you can't think like that.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the first person, since Pino's, I worked for them a couple of years, and then I got pregnant again with my fourth one. No, so yeah, that was my fourth one. I got pregnant, and I'm happily married, so before you guys judge me, it's gonna be 18 years. Same guy, and not too many people can say that.
Same dad for all of them.
Yes, same baby daddy, who I love very much. And baby number four came, and I'm like, you know what? I need to focus on, you know, because I was working part-time at another place. So I had this job working at Pino's, and then I worked for my other job. Actually, I apologize. No, Pino's was part-time. Because it's whenever they have business, they would have me. And then I would work full time. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be pregnant. I'm not going to be stressing my stuff out. So then I left. A few years later, my kids are older. And I'm like, want to kind of get back into the art industry, you know? And I did some freelance stuff too. So for illustrating, for a lady's book. I illustrated for a friend of mine for curriculum for anti-bullying. So I really love illustrating. I really, my mom was like, you should do your own book and stuff. And again, I'm like, you know, like I could do this, but then I'm like,
yeah.
You know? It's fun until
feeling.
It's work.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
And then
with
it's
that.
Like work, and then it's like, I don't want to do
like,
it now.
Now I have to do it. Yeah.
but then actually a couple of friends of mine, very loving friends, were like, you know, you should do your own painting parties. And I'm like, I could do that. And they were like, I think you should do it, you know, give it a try. So I went and I bought everything. I bought the easels, I bought the paintbrushes. I got my LLC, I got my logo. I was ready.
I was all set.
And then COVID happened.
Oh, no.
So it was like my first painting party, and it was like, oh, yeah, by the way, we can't do it anymore because, you know, COVID, and we have to close down the clubhouse because I had rented out the clubhouse in my community. So I was so upset. I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, how could this happen? And then I was humbled because I'm like, you know what? There's people in the hospitals with people, their loved ones dying.
It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, like, so I'm like, this is just a speed bump. So, but yeah.
And it all came back, so.
Yes. Yep. And then it was upright easel at the time.
Oh, okay.
Upright easel, and then 2 years later, you know, after the pandemic, I was had all my supplies, and I'm like, you know, should I just sell it all? Like, do I really want to do it? I didn't really want to do it in the first place. So, and then I get a message, a text from an old pastor, a very loving guy, and he was like, hey, do you still do painting parties? And I'm like. What you got? What you want to do? So he's like, oh, it was my mom's birthday and stuff. And I'm like, all right. And I did it. And I remember how much I loved it.
Nice.
Like the way it made people feel. And you know that, because most people won't go and buy stuff and do it. Like they won't just start.
they want to
go to a class.
Yeah.
Or they want to maybe watch a YouTube video or whatever, or be invited to a painting party. So this is like my little service to people that don't want to start. You know?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Like, you bring it to people.
Mm-hmm.
You have them experience the art.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
And see, look at this. Look, can you have done this without me?
Like, no, I mean, not at all.
I mean, you streets. Could have. Would you have like, wanted
no,
to?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, we're gonna put our small, a medium brush in there. And we got this one. I mean, we're using this one because it's pretty thin. We can get nice thin lines.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna use your favorite color, the black.
Now we get to use black.
Yes. And we don't even have to.
Goblet.
We don't even have to like mix it or anything. It's just one.
Just straight black.
Yep, just straight black. Wet your paintbrush. Wet your paintbrush a little bit. This is actually like the part where people are like, oh no.
Oh boy.
When like palm trees and stuff, you know, when we're doing palm trees, they're like, oh no, I like what I have. I don't want to mess it up. And I'm like, no, it's going to be fine. Okay. This is a part where we're going to fix our horizon line.
Okay.
So the reason why we use this is because we can get a nice thin line. The trick is you want to make sure that the paint is nice and pliable. So you're going to add a little bit of water to it. You're going to add water to it and you're going to kind of just brush that, the bristles to where they get nice and slick. And that's all we pretty much need. You can kind of leave it to your imagination. Like, you know how a overall landscape is kind of going to look. The silhouette, at least. Not, check, look it. Look, you did that.
I needed more black for this video.
Now, make sure that you don't see you don't want to see any of the orange. And it's okay if it's like wavy because this is a landscape. So if anything, if it's not straight, it just looks like it's the land coming out. We can add some trees. The way you do that is you switch your brush vertically and then you start down here and just kind of tap. Now we're getting our Bob Ross on here.
Oh boy. That's where I'm going to screw it up.
No, you're not. And you don't need too much of this. You really don't need. Think of like Christmas trees. They're going to be pointing at the top.
Bob Ross.
Happy tree.
That's what I feel like.
You know what's so funny is that like I used to watch like Catch Him every now and then, like growing up on PBS and
yeah, I would see him like switching channels and stuff.
Yeah, but I never really like watched the whole episode. Yeah. But like for some reason, like my mom, every time she sees like a Bob Ross like, you know, like memorabilia, she gets it for me, and I'm like, okay, thanks,
mommy. Because you're a painter.
So, yeah, exactly. Because it's like the thing to do, I guess. Now it's Frida Kahlo is like the most popular one, I think.
Really?
Yeah, like people are wearing her shirts and stuff. And
what are your thoughts on Kincaid?
Thomas Kincaid.
Yeah, a lot of people have strong feelings about him.
I can't think of anything he's done right now. Remind me of the painting he's done.
He used to be in malls and stuff, and he used to have the paintings that shift mood depending on the lighting. So he would have like different buttons on the wall that would change the lighting, and it would literally change the perspective on the painting. I like this stuff.
It's
mostly landscapes. And
I'm trying to think. I'm over here and nobody. I'm like, who is that?
Who?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't remember anything in particular. Like, I remember the paintings.
Yeah, it would
I'm
be like.
I mean, is that the one? Is that the person who does like the cottages?
Yeah.
Well, all different colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and like if you turn up the light, it looks like it's daylight, but as soon as you turn it down, he puts these like little highlights in the windows and stuff, so it...
Oh, okay, okay.
It like looks like it's at nighttime, depending on whatever light you put on it.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
I think that art is so warm. It's so warm and it's like safe.
Yeah.
You know, like storybooks and, you know, people want to associate with like, you know, fantasies and they want that in their house. I'm more of like the pop. Like I love the bright colors. I know I'm friends with a local artist. His name is Mike Knapp. And his whole thing is he will just kind of take two completely opposite things and put it in one painting.
Oh, nice.
So he has one. I think it's called, goodness. Yes, we're gonna do the same thing for the other side with the land, except this is going to be behind this, like further out, so it's gonna be smaller. So we're gonna, the same thing, just kind of go all the way across. And that's pretty much it. It's like a really thin line. We can kind of make it a little, give it a little bit more depth on this side because this is more inland. But other than that, it's really, really thin. And I'm telling you that this is land, but that might even kind of like, oh, I don't know if I could do this. It's just drawing a line, a squiggly black line
it's literally
on
just
this
a line.
Gray part of the painting. And it's not a perfect line, and that's the beauty of these type of paintings, that it's your imagination. It's all in your imagination. Like, you kind of know, like, oh, that kind of looks like this, but it's just a squiggle.
Do you ever have people like look at you exactly and try to mimic exactly each stroke? Yeah.
Yes. And it's not going to look
like make it your own.
Yes. Oh, I love it when I worked at Pino's and we would do like a scene kind of like this where it's a big ocean and people would mess up their paintings and they're kind of like, at that point, they're like, it's not going to look like it's supposed to, so I'm just going to go have fun. And they'll draw like sharks and stuff.
Nice.
It's hilarious.
That is too funny.
And that's the fun of it. Like, our life, I think people take life too seriously sometimes.
Where, I agree.
You know, we have so much to worry about. This is something we don't have to worry about. This is supposed to be relaxing and fun. If you want a really, like, gorgeous masterpiece, you can go buy a poster on Amazon and put it in a poster, a frame, and boom, like you have Van Gogh.
It won't mean the same.
Is it what?
It won't mean the same thing.
It won't, no, yeah. It won't, but
like it won't
it's
original
pretty.
Artwork.
It's pretty and it looks nice in the house, but it's not something you created. Like,
you
didn't have the experience. Check you out, look at, you're not supposed to look better than mine. Mine is supposed to look better. This is not fair. I didn't sign up for this. No, it's good. See, you see how now you know why like Bob Ross would do this type.
Yeah.
Where it's so like it leaves. If you step back, it looks like that's a forest over there. Like this is.
But once you're like in here, it doesn't really look like anything.
Exactly.
Until you step back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Mike, the artist I mentioned, he would. I met him at Pino's. And he would tell people, you know, if you're a little discouraged about your painting, you know, if you just kind of take a step back, you get up from your seat and you take a step back and you just kind of look at your painting, it'll all come together. So he goes, and if you really want to see it the way it is, you open that door and about half a mile, it's going to look amazing.
The further back you get, the better it'll look.
It starts looking incredible. But he's, I draw a lot of my inspiration from him because he's been doing art for so long and he's just a down to earth guy.
That's cool.
But yeah, he's more of the pop
at that
art.
Point. Have you done any murals?
I have not. Well, yes and no. I actually am on a mural in Ybor. My face is 31 feet
Get
tall.
Out of here.
Yes.
I gotta go see that.
So back when I was looking for my place in this art world and I was going to HTC, there was an kind of like an ad or, you know, what's it called? An announcement that there's going to be a community mural group class. Community group mural class. Anyway, it was a mural that the community comes together and does. And I saw was mural. I'm like, oh, sweet. Like, I've never done a mural. Let me go and join that class. Come to find out that we didn't even paint a mural in that class. It was all about the process of bringing the community together to paint the mural.
Nice.
So it was on Ybor. So we had to actually go meet the people. We had to learn the history about Ybor to kind of find the heart and soul of Ybor. Because it was going to be a really giant mural. It's still there. The artist, Michael Parker, another Mike, I don't know why I know all these Mike, Michael Parker, he's the one that was commissioned to do it, and it was his idea. I want to bring the community together to do it. So I joined the class, and it was really cool. It was a really cool experience. He kind of showed me how to put compositions together to tell a story on a large scale.
Nice.
After the whole class is done, you know, it was finally time he's the one that came up with the whole actual painting. Like, he's the one, he was commissioned to it, so even though we were a part of it, he's the one that designed it. And he likes to put people in his murals, and I think he said something like that he doesn't want to take He doesn't want to paint things in the community, because that's not the community. Those are just things like buildings.
People, yeah,
the people are the heart and soul of the community.
I like that.
So he took a bunch of us and also some historical figures too that were the pillars of Ybor at the time, and he shows us what his painting, you know, the concept, the sketch. And I'm like, there, and I'm on there, and I'm like, oh,
like, wait, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. So at the end of class, he's like, so do you mind if I use your face? I'm like, heck no, I'm like, use my face.
That's awesome.
So it was really cool. It was really awesome. So I did get to start.
You got a few paint strokes in there.
I got on the scaffolding and I drew my eye with pencil, and then, but I was pregnant. See, my kids are the reason why I'm not a famous artist yet, but I wouldn't give them up for the world. Like, I love my children, I love my kids, but I could have continued working on it, but I was watching like this show, I forgot where it was, but it was like pregnant women that like, I don't know, it was like I'm pregnant and I didn't know. And it was like mother falls off banister, goes to the hospital and finds out she's pregnant.
Oh my God.
So I'm over here like, yeah, I can just see me. Woman falls off scaffolding, paint, drawing her face 31 feet high. And,
Doesn't know she's pregnant.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna not do this. I don't wanna be one of those ladies. So yeah.
Oh my God. No, that's cool. So you have your face up somewhere.
Yes.
That's cool.
It's awesome. He did such a great job, and I feel like a little, like a celebrity. Like, yeah, that's me.
I'll have to drive down there.
Yes. Okay, we're going to start doing our trees. And the way we do it, I'm going to show you. I didn't want to show you it because I wanted you to, but this is what we're going for.
Oh, okay.
And all it is a few straight lines going up, and then we're going to add the brush, the actual leaves and everything. And then we'll add in the little branches because now we kind of know where they go.
Gotcha. So it's just main strokes now.
Yeah, we're gonna flip our brush like this so they're nice and long, and we're gonna go all the way straight off the canvas. So you start down here and you just go all the way up like that.
Okay.
Boom. See?
So now I can use my black.
Yes, you could use your black. You can use as much as you want of it. And of course, the trunks are going to be wider, so you can kind of taper it once you get to the top. And this one, you don't have to have any stability because they're trees, so they're going to be bumpy.
Yeah, they're going to be imperfect.
Yes, we like trees. We like painting trees. I would tell people, like, we don't want perfect straight lines for trees because those are poles, they're not trees.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a perfectly straight tree.
Now I feel like Bob Ross.
See? Happy little trees. Yeah, my mom got me like a stuffy, a Bob Ross stuffy, and she got me like like a little like Bob Ross mints. I think it's just because since I'm an artist, and she's not the only one. Like, other family members or friends have gotten me like stuff. Like, a friend gave me a Bob Ross t-shirt that said like Happy Trees Academy or something.
Nice.
And I appreciate it because it means they're thinking about me.
Yeah.
But I think people, every time they think of artists, they think of Bob Ross because he was like the mainstream guy back then. Like, nostalgia. It's just, it's fascinating to me how like our brain will look at something and be like, oh, this is this, but it's not, it's just.
Yeah, just blotches.
Yeah, it's just blotches.
We are so good, and our brains are so good at pattern recognition,
mm-hmm.
that we can see stuff that is not really there,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the times.
Yes.
We just recognize patterns where there isn't.
It's like, yeah, you're right.
And it's the imperfection of the human eye that gives us a job, basically, because even animation is, because our eyes are imperfect,
mm-hmm.
that it works.
Yeah, yeah.
If our eyes were perfect, they would just look like flickering images, and it just, the illusion would be broken. Yeah.
You're right.
I love how imperfect our eyes are. How's that?
Looks good. I like it. It looks like I can walk there. Like, I can actually walk
Let's go fishing there.
Yeah. When we finish, I will have you take a picture with your phone, and then you're gonna look at it, and then you're gonna be like, oh crap, I did that. Like, that looks really good. Because it comes together. I always tell, I just posted this on social media because we have to come up with content.
Yeah.
And I'm like, something that I learned while painting is, you know, and this is something that you can relate to everything in life is, when we're working on something, all we'll really focus on some of the time is the flaws and like, oh, I can't stand that I did that. Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that part. So, and we'll fail to see the big picture. So
until you stand
every
back.
Little thing, yes, until you step back and you really kind of see how it all works together, even your flaws, it works together to one cohesive image. There's something
I love
words,
that.
Right?
Yeah.